awesome show. Check it out. Awesome show.
This is You've Been Challenged. I'm Craig Collins, and I am excited this week, fans. I want to tell you that I'm actually fans. Do I have any fans? I don't know. I'm blindfolded in studio right now. My producer, my nephew, Clyde Collins, set up what I think is going to be the best interview of this year for my podcast. I have Tim and Eric. That's right. Tim and Eric are in studio. Before I take off my blindfold, I'm going to turn on their microphones and just say hello to both of them. Tim, Eric, how are you guys?
Feeling great.
I'm also feeling great.
Okay. That didn't sound like I... Let me take this... Oh. Oh. Oh, hey, guys. Yeah, it's Tim and Eric. Not yeah. Tim and Eric, but... No, that's cool.
Yeah. We thought you knew.
So Clyde, my nephew, contacted you both to do my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys have done it before.
Right.
I guess.
How's Clyde doing?
Clyde's good. He's a real good... He's a go-getter.
I've always really liked Clyde.
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. More than
you?
Okay.
We're so close. I call him Claude.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, good. Yeah. Very few people do. I can't yet. I still call him Mr. Collins, which is weird for my nephew. Anyway, that's fine. This is You've Been Challenged with a less remarkable guest, Tim and Eric.
Yeah, Tim Barnes.
Go ahead and introduce yourselves, guys. Tim.
I'm Tim Barnes.
Okay.
I'm a comedian here in Chicago.
Sure.
I used to work with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you've done this podcast before.
And I've done this podcast before.
Right. Hey, Arnold.
So if you're not enjoying how this is going so far, just go look for the previous episode.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Now let's give them a chance because I'm about to introduce myself.
Go ahead, Eric.
I'm Eric Nevarowski.
Mm-hmm.
I also used to work here.
Okay. And, you've also done this podcast.
I did The Wonder Years,
yeah.
Which is just a fantastic show.
Yeah.
And
are you guys fans of Tim and Eric?
I love Tim and Eric.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
They're really good, right?
No, I don't really know them well enough.
Yeah. No?
I know Dr. Steve Brule.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's a part of Tim and Eric.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Well, that's good. I mean, I guess we can talk about Friends versus Seinfeld, which is something I was really looking forward to doing with the guests we had scheduled, Tim and Eric. But you guys, have you seen Friends and or Seinfeld? Have you seen those shows?
Yeah, I've witnessed both programs.
Okay, cool. I don't know if you've heard of the Seinfeld... Friends.
I'm white. Yes.
It's more shocking that I have watched these two shows.
Right.
If you're listening in podcast land, I am African American.
You are non-white.
I'm non-white.
Yeah.
I don't know what my voice translates out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have to send an email, ccollins@wgenradio.com. Mm-hmm. Let me know. Anyway, okay, so let's go ahead. I'll drop the sarcasm of that whole start, and maybe I won't use any of that at all.
It's up to you.
Yeah, cool.
We're not going to listen to this when it's done anyway.
Yeah, you didn't even share the last one.
I did.
I'll share it.
Tim shared it like a lovely man.
I like to share
you are so kind.
Things that people...
Anyway, guys, we are here to talk about Friends versus Seinfeld in my Christmas special, which was an hour and 25-minute podcast that I'm pretty sure no one made it to the end of. I did mention that I think Friends is a better show than Seinfeld. And then I thought to myself, I need two people to come in and debate this with me.
Yeah.
What two guys would I most want to debate this with? Tim and Eric, the actual Tim and Eric that I have in studio, you guys.
Right.
To talk about why I think that, because I'm pretty sure, and everyone I've said that sentence to since disagrees with me. I don't think there's many people out there that think that Friends is a better show.
I can see both sides of this issue.
That's nice. I like that.
Yes.
I like you being in the middle. Eric?
If I thought pragmatically about it, I could agree with my friend Tim here about seeing that. But I still think you're totally wrong.
So tell me your first experience with Friends and Seinfeld one at a time. Tim, you go first.
Right.
What was your first Seinfeld experience and your first Friends?
My first Seinfeld experience was at home.
I hope some of these are not at home.
I was a kid. I just turned 27.
Uh huh.
So that's how old was I when Seinfeld?
It was originally airing, I don't think you were really.
I wasn't even.
Probably paying attention to it.
Okay.
I think Seinfeld started in 90 or 91.
Okay. Right. And I remember just seeing some clip and laughing at it, and my dad walking by and saying, "You find this funny?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then he was like, "Why?" I was like, "I don't know." So that's my first Seinfeld experience.
Was he proud of that? Or?
I think he was. I think he did not watch those shows.
Oh.
I would also watch the Drew Carey show, and I loved that.
Yeah.
My dad didn't get it. And the same with friends.
I kind of wish your dad was here for the podcast now. Mr. Barnes, what did you think of Friends and Seinfeld? Terrible. They're awful shows.
Well, I think it's just like a lifestyle thing. He's not seeing his life reflected in those shows. I didn't have a life yet. So I was like, this is what life must be like.
That is completely accurate. And then for Friends, what was your experience? Was it very similar?
It was a little different. I think I had a friend in elementary school who watched Friends and found it funny. So I would watch some of those and then...
Wow, so this is something tiny about, little Tim Barnes.
Yeah, something about Friends felt more modern than Seinfeld. So I felt, even now, when I watch Seinfeld, I feel like I'm watching, like...
a much older show.
An older show.
You mentioned before we started this podcast that you thought that one was more 80s and one was more 90s. They actually ran pretty close together for the time that they were on the air. They're pretty... They're not exactly linear. I think Seinfeld started a few years before Friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they definitely overlap, so...
Out of the context of that, when I look at Seinfeld, like, this it just started seems... in 1981.
Yeah. 75.
Interesting. Right. Interesting.
Eric, go ahead. Your first Seinfeld experience?
Yeah, so I'm older than both of you. Much older.
Much older?
Much older than you, Tim.
Well, I'd say your age.
I'm 34.
Okay.
And a half.
I'm 30, so I'm cutting you guys in the middle.
Right. Yeah. So for me, Seinfeld was something that I came across. I was in high school, and you know that I remember. I didn't really pick up on it. I think until towards the end of its run on NBC, and I remember one night I was at my buddy Jared Germscheid's house, and we watched
good old Jared.
Yeah, classic Jared. And he was like, "Oh, before we go out, we have to watch Seinfeld. It's on at 8:00," and it was the episode where George tries to date his cousin.
Yeah, sure.
To keep his parents like involved in his life, and it ends with Mr. Costanza and the van and the seat going down and him going hachi machi. And from there I was absolutely hooked.
Yeah.
And we watched all of it. I think it might have started its syndication run already at that point, so I was able to like kind of binge watch it. You know, this was before the internet. I mean, this was before the internet, and I think I was able to watch it on, like, TBS reruns and stuff. And I remember on the series finale, I was a junior in high school.
I wanted to get to those.
But we had a party.
Okay.
There was a giant Seinfeld viewing party.
Yeah.
A bunch of high schoolers. We had it at some guy's house whose parents let us smoke cigarettes in the house.
So that is my follow-up question to the what was your first experience. I'm curious if you both remember the finales to both shows and what you did for those. And obviously you do for Seinfeld. Maybe you do for Friends as well.
Yeah. Well, so my first Friends experience, I'm trying to remember it. I don't really remember. Like me watching
shows.
Friends, it was just kind of there.
It happened.
And I think... It was because, like, I think, unlike you, Tim, my parents loved it.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think that's what kind of sparked my interest in it. Very little interest. And then, of course, as, you know, a heterosexual male, you date women and they want to watch Friends. Yeah. And then you decide you're going to watch
Friends.
Well,
that's the thing. Friends is way more, it's like super open-minded about so many topics. It's a very modern show.
Thank you.
Even
I agree with that, too. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot more that they take on, a lot of issues they have. Even the fact that this is the beginning of the show, the pilot episode, Ross's ex-wife
is a lesbian
who's married to a woman now.
Giving birth to his child.
Yeah, exactly. And so that concept, I think, was something fairly new for the time that that show was originally on the air.
And then the number of female characters in the show compared to
three
Seinfeld.
3 to 3,
either.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of women's lib there. See, Eric, you're a sexist, is what we're saying.
No, I'm not, but that's fine.
So do you both remember the finale to, I guess Eric already said Seinfeld, but do you remember the finale to Friends? I like the faces you're making. You're not a sexist, Eric, you're not.
No, I don't, because the storyline had gotten so dumb to me and annoying.
Got it.
And how can these real, I find, maybe I'm just a crappy friend. I don't know if I could swear. Maybe I was just a crappy friend.
I'll just edit it.
I don't want to make you work, so I won't.
Okay.
For me, the storyline of this whole Ross and Rachel and Joey and then just these six people.
Got very incestual.
It did get very incestual. But that actually, I think, is very realistic, and I could get into this too. A group of friends that is together for that long and at that stage of their lives, 20s to 30s, I think that if you had five really close friends, three of the opposite sex, you probably would eventually date some of them,
Right. So I didn't actually watch...
a lot of Friends.
Especially towards the end.
Fair enough.
Like, and I know what happened and stuff, But to me, I think
it's interesting you say that, actually, and I apologize for interrupting.
No worries.
You. Something I noticed I did a lot on our Wonder Years podcast, by the way. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and do it now. I think Seinfeld is a better show at the end. I think Seinfeld got progressively better.
Right.
I think a lot of people would argue that Friends was better at the beginning, and
yes.
as Friends went on, it definitely lost some of that luster that you're talking about. The first few seasons of Friends, the original Ross and Rachel relationship was
right.
more intriguing, as a lot of shows kind of find that when they connect a couple main characters. After that runs its course, The Office would be another example I can
right.
think of, that eventually Jim and Pam are no longer interesting.
Yeah.
Right.
Most shows should only have three seasons.
Yeah, they really should. Yeah, we should all do this British style. We
right.
should have three seasons, 10 episodes total,
yeah.
and then it's done.
Exactly.
Yeah. But so let's see here. Let's start to get into the argument. So I think Friends is a better show than Seinfeld for a couple of reasons. The main one is continuity. Something that I think Seinfeld did, and it was very different at the time and very intriguing, was it had no continuity whatsoever. That's something they pride themselves on. It's a reason it works so well in syndication, is that
right.
you could jump in on any episode, anytime. And Seinfeld is definitely a funny TV show, certainly one of the funniest TV shows I think I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's episodes of Friends that seem more like placeholders because they are doing a story arc through a season or through the series, that maybe this episode is kind of thrown in there, like a How I Met Your Mother or something else, where they don't all fulfill you the same way. And Seinfeld
right.
never really struggled with that.
Well, so now in season 7 of Seinfeld, because I just binge-watched it over the weekend.
Thank
the
you.
Last, like,
nice.
10, I did it for the show, but also because I'm unemployed right now.
Right.
So that was the main reason, right? starting season 7 of Seinfeld, they did follow a story arc.
Throughout?
Through season 7, but it was so... Like,
because
you didn't really know what was going on,
yeah.
but they followed, and it started with this dog barking. It started with the dog barking, them kidnapping the dog, and George getting engaged to Susan.
Yeah.
And that was that whole season was a story arc ending with the fiance, Susan, dying
yep.
at the end of that year, which was absolutely...
From glue.
Yeah.
From glue poisoning. Which
for licking envelopes.
Like... Death in sitcoms, you really don't, it didn't happen a lot.
No, you're right.
You'd move away. You'd yeah, move away yeah. or they would just never, or they would just be written out completely
yeah.
and you never knew what happened. Like the old Happy Days where Richie's older brother walks up the stairs at the end of season 1
and never
to walk yeah. down, or the youngest daughter from Family Matters that no one
yeah.
knows what happened to, right?
Right? She's just gone.
She's gone. So for her, the character to die, and but
yeah.
die in such a funny way.
Oh, such an epically funny way,
yeah.
especially with George Costanza, who is such an interesting character,
mm-hmm.
probably one of the best TV show characters ever.
Right.
The fact that he neglects to go and help her lick those envelopes for their wedding, and
right.
that's why she dies, because she dies of glue poisoning from doing them all by herself.
Right.
That is really funny. Now, I want to get something straight before we keep going. No one in this room is saying that Seinfeld is anything close to a bad show.
No.
It's an excellent show.
No, I think it's better than Friends.
It's just not better than Friends.
It's
just
not.
Disagree. It's just,
I
it's
think
just
it
slightly
is.
Less.
Well, I've already said my opinions on how Friends is potentially a better show.
Yeah.
But the biggest difference between the two shows is that Seinfeld is a show with a very pointed perspective on who the main character is.
You're right.
And when you think about it, you think about the one guy. You think about Larry David. Behind
mm-hmm.
the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with Friends, I imagine just an anonymous group of white writers.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's two points you made there that I find really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
One is that George Costanza sort of steals the show. What you would say about George's character is that he's constantly stealing episodes, stealing the show, because the main character is not George, it is Jerry.
Yeah.
The six friends, I don't think any of them are more a star, and at times they all steal
yeah.
certain moments
yeah.
of episodes. And there are more... generic kind of versions of these characters in Friends than I think Seinfeld has. I think we talked about Phoebe a little bit and
mm-hmm.
Joey.
Mm-hmm.
They're one-dimensional, certainly, at times.
Yes.
Although Joey and his relationship with Rachel that you just wrote off completely, there are interesting dynamics where they get to develop his character to be more than just a moron
mm-hmm.
that's chasing after women. So there are kind of...
Because he was too. It was too far into the season run to think of anything less than this dopey
idiot
soap opera guy. Actor,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then plus, if you want to put a real life spin on it, right? So say, Tim decides that he is falling in love with my ex girlfriend, of whom I'm the baby daddy.
Yes,
I would never talk to Tim again. I would never like, and it's not.
But you know. And that's funny that you bring that up, and now I'm starting to bounce in my chair, because there's a few moments, and one that I saw in my binge. I binge-watched the 17 best episodes of Friends and the 12 best episodes of Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. For some reason, the list I found did not have 17 as well.
Okay.
But I did see more after that. And one of the episodes of Friends that is suggested is the one where they all find out. And that's not about Rachel and Joey. That's about Chandler and Monica, who
right.
is another yeah. relationship that maybe Ross, the brother, and I don't know if I have to explain these characters to people, but for the sake of this podcast, I'm not going to.
You shouldn't,
yeah.
because if at this point, if
you're they're in, yeah. if you've been here with me for 10 minutes, including
right.
my weird fake introduction, then we're doing great.
Well, I think we're discussing the pros and cons of having like a series-long story arc and then
yeah.
just having individual shows.
Well, and I think there's a chance. So, Friends is also very much in syndication. It's a show that you see on TV all the time. One mm-hmm. thing that I've joked with some friends about, my friends, haha, I'm so funny. Neither one of you laughed at all. I'm just going to soak that in for a second. Let me do it again.
Yeah.
One thing that I talked to my friends about. Yeah, got you both.
Not bad.
Thank you, guys. Is that when that show airs in syndication, it doesn't air. They do two episodes back to back, but they're not the same season. For some
right.
reason, if you see 3 o'clock at night Friends, it is an episode from season 2 and then an episode from season 6.
Right.
And unlike Seinfeld, you really can't do that because
right.
they leave things in the air all the time. What I think is so impressive about that show is that it's stood for so long and been so popular with that dynamic. And something that I said coming in today as well is that it never really did a callback at the beginning of every single episode. This is what happened on Friends
right.
recently. And still, people knew. That speaks about how popular the show was, how powerful the show was, that people knew what was going on, even
right.
if they weren't really watching.
I want to talk about Phoebe.
Go ahead.
I think Phoebe's the most important character in Friends.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting perspective.
And that's what separates it from Seinfeld, even. This
Go
is
ahead.
Someone who's not in the same social group, social circle of any of the characters on Friends.
Even that's an true. Economic sort of
even
standpoint,
economically.
Right?
Even though What's-Her-Face is richer than the rest of them, they're still sort of in the same world.
Mm-hmm.
But Phoebe, I feel like, is what makes me think of Friends as a 90s show.
Yeah.
And the lack of a Phoebe-type character is what makes me think of Seinfeld as an 80s-type show.
You need to explain what you think the Phoebe character is, then. I need a little
Phoebe
bit more.
The Phoebe character is just the coffee shop hippie of the 90s.
Yeah.
Right.
Whereas the two New Yorks you see in these shows, even though they existed at the same time,
yeah.
so you told me. I don't know if I believe this.
they existed don't... close to at the same time. I think Friends ended in the 2000s.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think they ran concurrently at least for
right.
a little while.
Do you know what I mean? There's this
yeah.
sort of 90s-ness, more
oh, yeah.
younger, something younger about Friends
yes.
than there is about Seinfeld.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you completely. I think it makes sense that as a little kid, you probably liked Friends more because even
yeah.
there was even aspects that would be, no, Erica Shaker.
I have a really hard time believing that to be in your mid-20s to early 30s
yes.
in New York City, you're going to sit around in a coffee bar and you're
but
always
no
going to get the same
the diner.
Seat.
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
And
but,
you're always going to get – diner's different because that's the lunch spot. You've been to New York. Have you been to New York?
I've been to New York,
Craig,
yeah.
have you been to New York?
I'm from New Jersey.
Okay. So, no, they have they have.
But you're going – you're talking about realism here. I guess Seinfeld does have more realism in its own way than
right.
Friends
it
does.
Right. It doesn't seem
– yeah.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
if you just even
no, no,
look –
no, 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 no. Let's go ahead and blow up the realism of Seinfeld. How the hell does Kramer afford his apartment?
We don't
what
know.
What the hell is going on?
You never know. He could
that
be –
that makes absolutely
he could be,
no sense.
He could be a trust fund baby, right? That was the start
Kramer
of the dot-com
Does Kramer seem
boom.
Like a trust fund baby?
Yeah. Who knows? I've met some trust fund babies, and they're out there, right? Like, they do that, right? I think it's more
huh?
I think it's more reasonable to believe that
Kramer
has some sort
apartment.
Of backstory where he could have sold off a company, right? He
right.
could have done a sort of dot-com thing, and the fact that they never address it is okay with me because I can believe that. What I can't believe is you have one beautiful giant 2.5-bedroom, 1-bath apartment
sure.
with a veranda, and then immediately
it was
across.
Rent-controlled.
And then, but immediately across the hall,
yeah.
you have a shoebox apartment. I don't. It doesn't seem realistic to me.
I don't know how to answer that other than it's rent-controlled
yeah.
apartment that's very fancy, so probably wasn't remodeled at any point.
I
and
do
maybe
not
the one across...
want to argue the nuances of architecture with you two.
No,
guys,
that's what we came in
we
to
could.
Do. That's what we came in to talk
but
about.
I'm talking, if you're talking
yeah.
New York tenement-style apartment
mm-hmm.
buildings, that
that's
does
what takes
not
you out
exist.
Of a show, by the way.
Yeah.
You sit there the whole time thinking, this can't possibly.
Yeah. Well, the thing, like, Seinfeld is definitely a show written by stand-up comics.
Yes.
And that there's just, like, we don't care about the flow of, like, one joke to another.
It's a premise.
As a matter of fact, I used to watch Seinfeld and, like, try to guess when the freeze frame was going to come for the end, because it was always so random. And sometimes it was like, this isn't even the ending of the story you have in the show.
Right.
You just ran out of time.
Yeah, exactly. No, and that's where I start to argue that, well, Seinfeld might be funny. Yeah. It's not as well written, although that's a weird sentence to say, but it's not quite as, I don't think it's as difficult to write Seinfeld as it is to write Friends because of the continuity difference.
Yeah. And then also, Seinfeld.
Yeah.
All these characters in the show, they're not really focused on, in my mind, just generalizing the whole show. Like,
I love how much Tim is on my side.
They're
he
not
came in.
No, I'm not necessarily on your side, but this is like, I'm just defining the separation of the shows.
No, it's perfect.
I think that's my job.
Please,
this
keep doing it.
Yeah.
Please.
These characters are not really interested in long-term relationships with people.
No.
They're just always going on a string of dates. And Friends is like that, too. But then there's this element of people wanting to find the one.
Well, in
Friends,
there are characters that come back. There's certainly love interests that Monica has one that stays throughout Richard. There's ones that don't just appear once or twice. And then there's a lot of really famous people, although Seinfeld definitely as well, that went through both of these shows as guest stars to do an episode or two.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is pretty interesting.
Tom
to see
Selleck, Bruce Willis.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robin Williams was on Friends?
He's on Friends, yeah.
Yeah, he was on Friends.
And I'm actually kind of having a hard time thinking of famous people.
On Seinfeld?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I know John Panette was in the final episode.
Man, this is going to be depressing for this podcast, because there's definitely a lot of people that went through that show, too.
Like who?
I have to Google it.
Right. See,
Eric.
I don't think, you know, like, there was a lot of, like, as Tim and I as stand-ups, there's a lot of stand-ups that we noticed on that show, right? Mm-hmm. Like, some legendary club comics from the 80s and 90s, John Panette being one of them. But I can't really think of.
I feel like Jerry's girlfriends, some of them were. Yeah. Was Brooke Shields a girlfriend of some chance? Were there. I'm just guessing.
Brooke Shields was on Friends, wasn't she?
Was she?
Maybe she was on both. I mean, I like. I know Peter Stormare.
Was Courtney Cox actually on Seinfeld or no?
No, I don't think so.
I'm just going to say I'm just going to throw that out there as if it happened.
Pretty good encyclopedia.
I'm just
going to
say stuff, Eric, and we're just going to pretend that this stuff happened.
But Friends essentially became, story arc-wise, more of a soap opera.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah. A lot of emotional stakes.
Right. A lot of emotional stakes that mattered more to the characters. I mean, the reason, and so let's talk about this too, the other question I kind of had about the finales of the shows. Something that very much disappoints me is the Seinfeld finale. And it, for whatever reason, I look back in a show differently if the last episode doesn't really satisfy me the way that I hoped it would.
Right, we've talked about that.
That is a thing that I do.
You're right.
If a show doesn't end well, I then struggle to like any of it, even if I did like the journey up until the last
point. Well, because you invested all this time and
it's like lost.
And if it doesn't pay off, and I know that, and a lot of people say this, which I think is very interesting too, my point about Friends being a better show because it had continuity, a lot of people say the reason they like the finale of Seinfeld after going back and seeing it is if you watch it back to back with the pilot, because the connectivity, the continuity between the two episodes is what makes them a lot happier.
Right.
I think that's a very interesting concept, since that's my argument for why Friends is a better show as a whole. But I'm curious if you feel the same way. Did you like the end to Seinfeld? Is that a show? Is that an episode?
I thought it was absolutely
perfect,
hilarious.
I'll be honest, I haven't watched the finale of either show.
Oh, got it. You got to watch the finale of Seinfeld at least. I think.
Yeah. I thought because basically you go through this whole 6 or 7 years with these people, and you're just like, these people are not good people.
No, they're not.
At their core of it, they're not. Good
as
people.
Tim is saying, they're not really great.
They take advantage of people. They're selfish.
Yeah.
And that's what the last episode is, where they're basically getting called out on it through every single person that has appeared in the show that they've taken advantage of. It could be the soup Nazi. They put him out of business. It could be Terry Hatcher. It could be the Virgin. It could have been Poppy.
Poppy.
Right? It could be Poppy. It could have been the other guy, the Pakistani restaurant guy that I can't remember the character's name. But, and then the fact that, like, they get sentenced to a year in prison and they're all sitting in a jail cell together going, what's the deal with this? I thought it was hilarious.
I do like the
There should have been. I guess my point is there should have been no point throughout that like Jerry and Elaine run off and fall in love together.
No, you're right. That didn't happen. I do like how clever it is to bring all the characters back, but they turned it into a courtroom scene, and these are all character witnesses against these people.
Yeah.
That is a very clever way to do kind of a retrospective end of the series episode where a lot of characters that we like all get to have a scene again.
And you have to think about the zeitgeist of the time that's building. You have to think of the time period in which
people
are waiting for.
You're so much smarter than us in this.
Right.
Go ahead, tell me about the zeitgeist.
You have
time.
To satisfy the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
You have to create a show that is, like, in the long term, a great final episode, but also, like, satisfy all the needs of people in the moment waiting for that. So the question
you're absolutely correct. Yes.
I mean, did
in
both
the
of
moment
you...
people hated it. So I will tell you that when it aired, most people were anti or at least not terribly.
There was a big backlash. I mean, we didn't know about it because Facebook wasn't around yet.
Right. Yeah. We all didn't know what we thought. We only knew what the reviewers thought, and a lot of them didn't like it at the beginning. I think with time, people have liked the show more actually because. That episode more because of the connection to the pilot that we didn't know when we first saw it. And just in general, I guess the whole idea and the way in which it was implemented is, you know, it's clever and it's not something we've seen before.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're sitting in a jail cell just kind of chatting, and then there's no big punch. A show like Seinfeld, as big as it was, because it was the show, just like Friends, when it went off air, there needed to be, and I know Jerry didn't think this, Jerry Seinfeld certainly didn't think this, to me, there needed to be kind of a bigger punch. The last scene was just a scene.
It's
not even a good scene compared to
most. It was a bad freeze frame.
Yeah, well, it was a bad last 3 minutes.
It was very anticlimactic.
Yes, exactly correct.
The whole show was kind of
anticlimactic. I know it fits in with the idea of the show, but there's got to be a moment where you say to yourself, we need to leave the audience laughing as opposed to just sitting there thinking, oh.
Well, of course, they ended up having a technical reunion and Curb Your Enthusiasm later.
I didn't see that episode.
It's a great episode.
Yeah, it's a good
episode. Real quick, if you do You've Been Challenged show on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You're both in?
I can do it.
Yeah,
I'm not doing anything right now.
You want to just do it right
I'm
now?
Just like, employed. Just like
well, no,
right
I have to
after?
Go
get my baby, but
no,
yeah.
I know.
Our lives
I've
are
actually,
a show about nothing.
I've actually only seen one episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm for my Christmas podcast, which I did last month.
Okay.
The Christmas episode where he attacks... Joseph.
Yeah.
Do you guys both remember that episode?
Yeah.
He gets the live nativity to stand outside his house. And then he attacks Joseph after Joseph gets mad that he hits on Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it ends with him coughing up the pubes that were in the back of his throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to Friends.
No, amazing show, though. Yeah. Curb Your Enthusiasm, amazing show.
Yeah.
Different. So, yeah, I guess to me then, if we're going to talk about, we're probably not going to talk about specific episodes. We're probably almost done. Jim is standing out there, the engineer, staring at us, waiting for us to conclude this podcast. So I think I got to get out of here. But if there's anything that you guys feel like we neglected to mention about either Seinfeld or Friends, there's a bunch.
Right.
Please give me one thing that you feel like should be said about either show.
Okay, so here are my, and I'm going to break it off into two, but they're totally, they're related to each other.
Okay.
Seinfeld... did a really good job of identifying. I found it to be so much more relatable in terms of the subconscious of people.
Okay.
Right. In terms of like, you have that friend that does this. You know that guy that does this. Right.
That to me sounds like the stand-up comedy thing that Tim mentioned a minute ago.
Yes.
You related to the comedy of the episode.
Yes.
Because it was something that you could see in everyday life.
Exactly. But also,
and it was written by a stand-up comedian.
Right. Why I think Seinfeld is a better show because it has left us 25 years later, and Friends is still on. And people, I mean, I watch Friends all the
later.
Time with my wife on Netflix. I mean, thank God it's on Netflix and Hulu now. but it's like Seinfeld. Like, there's things that you do because of Seinfeld.
Yes,
that show, right? For example, this woman's name has a it rhymes with a. piece of female anatomy, the close talker, you know, all of these sort of.
Do you think any of that was kind of like trying to generate that, though, trying to create that? Was all that honest and genuine, or did as the show went on, I think people started to expect those zeitgeist commentary moments of this is what society is doing right now, and it's hilarious.
I think it was ignorant brilliance.
Okay.
I think it was they all, thought it was funny, and it caught.
Yeah,
it's all
definitely caught.
An extreme focus on a really small thing.
Right.
That's what Seinfeld.
Well,
was all
and
about.
There's a lot of there's a lot of shows after Seinfeld that try to do the same thing. I think How I Met Your Mother, which I mentioned a minute ago, is one that definitely tries to make those, especially the Barney character, those comments on people and situations mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff.
But that's a terrible show.
It's not.
It is.
How I Met Your Mother is a great show.
It's perhaps, I might be making a revolutionary statement here.
Go ahead.
A bridge between Friends
and Seinfeld. You know, that's a pretty
They hang
good,
out in a bar.
And the last thing I'll say, and I'll turn over to Tim and you, I mean, what, like, Friends is a funny show. It's a great show. Seinfeld is a greater show. I think Seinfeld is better, but you need to look at that time, how great NBC was. They were the king.
Oh, they were the
king. At the time. Because at the time, you Cosby had just wrapped, which,
mm-hmm.
say what... Cosby at the time was a fantastic show.
The TV show was great.
Right. The TV show was fantastic. Cheers, you know, great show. Frasier. And then you have Seinfeld and Friends. And they kept getting all these hits. And Friends definitely was the last one for NBC.
Even shows that don't hold up now, like Will and Grace or something.
Mad About You. I mean, these are all
so good. Dharma and Greg.
That's ABC. That was ABC.
So good.
Yeah.
At the time, ratings-wise and all these other
right.
things, that now when you watch them, some of them are awful.
Right.
But that's because NBC had that cachet.
Exactly. Yeah.
That is
exactly.
true. That
it was, to me, both of those shows represent the end of the glory, like the best part of the sitcom era, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Right? And now what you see, there'll never be another one.
Outside of How I Met Your Mother.
It'll be close. I mean, even, but you think about it, even like you like Modern Family, right?
Yeah.
That's a show that should be done. It should have been done 3 years ago.
You're right
about
that.
And they still keep beating this terrible, terrible thing that I don't even watch it anymore. But I can still watch an episode of Seinfeld, know exactly which one it is, know where the one. And my wife always gets mad at me because I was like, oh, this is the best one. She's like, you think they're all the best one because they are. I don't think that about Friends. Mic drop, Tim rebuttal. Boom.
The problem with Eric's statement is that he hasn't seen enough Friends. But go ahead, Tim.
Well, I'm not in the business of debating either side. And that's how I go throughout my life and my comedy. Mm-hmm. I'm not making any points.
No, I need you to be a person that just gets involved in arguments all the time for me.
You booked the wrong Tim.
Yeah. Tim's
but
perfect.
I will say that for the show that Friends was, it is the best of that.
I love the pause after you say
so
that
good.
Because I have no idea what you just said.
I knew it.
I totally
for the type of show about a group of friends. I mean, Friends isn't the first show about a group of friends.
It is not.
I will say that it is the best of that.
So you think Seinfeld is also a show about a group of friends, or would you say Seinfeld is not?
I don't think Seinfeld is truly a show about a group of friends.
What is Seinfeld?
There are no.
No, I love. Wait, can
there
we,
are no
can we,
sentimental moments amongst the characters. Really,
can we pause for a second, Tim? Because I'm psyched that this question came up so far at the end of the podcast. I just want to ask you, what is Seinfeld? And I want you to take me through a journey of what Seinfeld is. So let me do it one more time.
Okay.
Tim, what is Seinfeld?
Seinfeld is a show about a stand-up comedian through the lens of a stand-up comedian who does not have any true emotional...
No, keep going. Don't let it go.
Emotional interactions with people.
Who is Seinfeld for?
Seinfeld is for men... in college.
Yeah. He's right. No, you're right, man.
So
yeah,
in
man.
In that vein, I mean, even though everyone loves Seinfeld, everyone loves talking about the episodes, talking about the characters, Friends.
It pandered. Seinfeld pandered to an audience that wanted Seinfeldian things.
Yeah, but there was no other show like it. I mean,
that's true.
That's the thing. It's important for what it is.
Right.
Friends.
And Friends certainly pandered. Let's not
Is a show about Friends. And they have some episodes with comedic situations that are just as funny as Seinfeldian situations.
So let me recap real quick if I understand you correctly. Friends is a show about Friends, and Seinfeld is a show about Seinfeld.
Yes.
I think you nailed it. I really do. I think you just.
This has been an incredible podcast.
You hit the nail on the head. I have to pay $20 for parking to get that taken out of it.
I've got to say that I feel like I had two different conversations at the same time, and they were incredible.
I know.
This was incredible.
Much like this podcast is very Seinfeldian.
It is. Friendly. So,
is there a freeze frame coming?
No, you guys just keep doing it. Just give me another 2 minutes of that, Eric, please. So this is You've Been Challenged. I'm Craig Collins. My guests this week have been Tim and Eric. That's how I'm going to put you guys up on the little website. So
yeah,
I'm proud
you should
of that.
Really. Yeah, yeah.
Exclamation point! Exclamation point! Exclamation point!
Do it just like them. Actually,
Tim
get
and
that
Eric.
Tagging. Yeah,
yep. As much as I can.
Yeah.
Whenever I debate two shows again, you are my guest for that now.
Okay.
Yeah, you are forever my guests for debating two shows and which one is better.
Okay.
All right, guys. It has been wonderful. Come back next week. I believe that I'm talking about The Office, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's what I'm talking about.
When's this episode coming out?
Yeah.
This is coming out this week, so this will be
cool.
out. Not that it matters to the people clicking on it, but this is out in a few days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good talk we've all had here.
Yeah.
All right. You've been challenged, Craig Collins.
Yes.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Tim.
I believe
talk to you guys next week. Thank you.
Good
Glad
talk.
I got that.